presenting the Mirth Parade. Don Wilson as the drum major.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, and as we swing the old baton merrily around our head, we lead the mirth parade down the aisle of a theater. For the program this time is dedicated to actors, which reminds us that William Shakespeare once said, "All the world's a stage, and the show business is terrible."
I'll go home and pack the clothes, you go get your D's and O's, and away we'll go.
To tread the boards of our own little theater here is none less than Minerva Eureka, who must have been a character actress. Perhaps she still is. Anyway, she's trying to look intelligent, a somewhat complicated feat.
Saludos, you want to know something?
Oh, greetings, Mrs. Pasquale. Tell me, what do you know about actors?
Oh, I know everything about the actors.
Well, that's
you know?
What I thought. Who's your favorite motion picture actor?
Clark Gable.
Oh, Clark Gable, eh?
You bet to my life. If there's one the guy who's got to eat.
Well, certainly we all have to eat.
What are you talking eat? Not eat with the stomach, eat with the eyes.
Oh, you mean it.
Yeah, that's what that Gable's guys have got to eat, you know? When he make a lover to the ladies, I get a chilled blames all over, you
yes.
know?
I guess that's why he gets such a large salary.
You know something? I like that other guy, too, what the singer, Mamma Mia, you know?
What are you talking about, Mamma Mia?
Well, in Italy, it's a Mamma Mia. In this country, it's a Mammy, you know?
Mammy. Just who did you hear sing Mammy?
I hear Al Jolson.
Oh, you mean Al Jolson.
Sure.
Well, tell me, where did you hear Al Jolson?
Well, you know, one time I go for the picture show, you know, and Al Jolson come out and he's got a shoe polish all over his face, you know? And he sing a nicest song, and the Mammy, she's climb on his knee and he call her Sonny Boy, you know?
Well, I saw that picture. Al Jolson had Sonny Boy, but he didn't have Mammy on his knee.
Did you have a Mammy on your knee?
No, I didn't have a Mammy on my knee.
Well,
either.
Who had a Mammy on his knee?
Nobody had a Mammy on their
well,
knee.
Well, I guess it's about all over, you know?
Tell me, Mrs. Pasquale, have you ever been in pictures?
I almost got a job in the pictures at one time.
Oh, almost? Well, why didn't you get in?
Well, the fella, he tell me I got a cut on my face to push him up, you know? I got to get a new bone in my nose. I got to get a new teeth.
Uh-huh.
I got to eat the grapefruit. All and right. I got to learn to speak the Chinese language, you know?
Well, you didn't do all those things, did you?
Sure.
Well, did you get the job?
No, when I go back, they think I'm a somebody else.
Well, Miss Pasquale, that's too bad. That's
well,
too bad.
I don't care. There's three big companies that's after me, you know?
Three big companies, eh?
You
well, tell me, what companies are they?
Well, it's the gas, the lights, and the telephone company.
Oh, I see. Well, Minerva Eureka still insists that erasers were put on pencils to chew while you're thinking. Well, the curtain rises on Act Two of our program, which is dedicated to actors, and we find Andy Andrews sitting in the center of the stage performing the difficult trick of playing on the linoleum and the mouth harp at one and the same time. Andy, who in the world do you think you are?
Why, I'm Andy, the best of Hollywood. I did the best that I could to be a star. And Now I can love as good as Jimmy Cagney could. And say, in every reel, I could make them feel the stuff that folks call sex appeal. Oh, I'm one guy that Greta Garbo missed. One guy she never kissed. No, she never would. Now some parts I've played were an awful task. I played the rivet in the iron mask. Right here in Hollywood. Ah, so look at me. You'd never think that I could act at all, huh? That I could handle any role, whether it's big or small. Yeah, maybe you're right. I had a chance. They took me from the mob. Yeah, they put me in a parlor scene. I got a butler's job. No, I didn't know how to buttle. That wasn't meant for me, and right away I dropped my tray, and the rest is plain to see. So, you see, I'm not a guy like Barrymore who can make you cry and sob. No, I'm a bigger shot than he is. I'm starring in the mob. Say, you can have those guys like Barrymore and William Powell, too. Because after all, it takes men like me to pull those big scenes through. Oh, I'm just an extra man, you say? Well, I'm the guy that makes the play. Because when the director yells for mob, and 50,000 yes men echo, mob, who's right there on the job, huh? Andy, the best in Hollywood. Why, say, I wouldn't be a star if I could. No, I much prefer the mob. Now I'm an actor that always knows his place. You've never seen my face upon the screen. No, but I'm in every banquet scene. I'm one guy that really knows his stuff. And say, this is no bluff. Why, it's understood that in that chain gang picture, I'm the gink who played the part of the missing link right here in Hollywood.
Nice work, Andy. Nice work, old boy. You're too sharp a boy to sing flat. Well, here's our leading lady, Tizzy Leish. Tizzy was the leading lady the first time she ever appeared on the stage. She led the bloodhounds in Uncle Tom's Cabin. Here's Tizzy, who asked for bread, and the curtain came down with a roll. Tizzy Leish.
Hello, folkses, and listeners. Adios to you all. And dear old friends of Radioland, that is a new expression that I thought of. I thought it would be just a little different and quite a novel way of greeting you. But I had quite a time today. I was out to the aviation field giving some cooking lessons to some parachute jumpers on how to make a drop cake. My, we had such a time. Nice boys, though. On my return, I was troubled with a slight touch of precocious anemic. Of course, you wouldn't understand that. I hope not. I stopped in to see a doctor, and I told him I had a cold in my head or something. And so he said, I guess it's just a cold. Forget about the something. So I forgot about the bill. Which, after all, really was something, wasn't it? But that's the way it is. I'm always full of jollity like that. Now, the doctor laughed, I guess. Well, anyway, folks, I have a special recipe called combination. My, it's certainly goody. Are you ready? All righty. First, let's take a small pan. Got it? Now let's take a large pan. All righty. Of course, as you know, some people have a larger pan than others. And go to the mirror and grease your pan. Now, some of you may have a pan that you never use. That is what we call a dead pan. So, of course, we couldn't use that. Now, take your large pan and throw in 1 cup diced tomato sauce, 1/2 cup diced cayenne pepper, 1/2 cup diced mushroom, and 1/2 of 1/2 cup of fried bacon. Then throw in a pair of dice. Your guests may not like that, but you see, it's just a gamble. Now, have your cocktail glasses real hot and pour this in. Then take little flat balls of mashed potatoes and put right in the center. And just before you serve, put a grape on top of the mashed potatoes. And after you've placed it in front of each guest, go around and put 1 blueberry seed on top of the grape. And just as your guests start to eat it, stop them. You can no doubt see what I'm building up to. I wish I did. Then go outside and call through the window saying, combination, combination, and then keep going. And speaking of going, my work, of course, is never done. So I see my time is ripe up, so I'll have to go, as I'm giving a cooking lesson to some picture directors on how to make a ham loaf. So I'll leave you, as the old ski jumpers always say at party, ski daddle. Ski daddle.
A stagehand once asked Tizzy to help him run up the curtain, and she said, "I'm no squirrel." Well, we'll skip that one, too. But no opera would be complete without those villains. And here they are, Brown and Lavelle, who are plotting deep, dark, dastardly, dangerous, dirty work at the crossroads, bagosh. Brown and Lavelle, as a matter of fact, are standing at the crossroads as our scene opens and look slightly puzzled. Just another crossroads puzzle. Brown and Lavelle.
Honey, who was that girl you were talking to when I came in?
Hey, you didn't hear me talking. I couldn't get a word in edgewise. I bet she was vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
Is she an actress?
No, she's just a piano player. Didn't you notice that her head was all bandaged up?
Now, what's that got to do with her just being a piano player?
Oh, honey, ask me that again. That's a good riddle. Ask me that again.
Well, all right. Her head's all bandaged up.
Uh-huh.
Now, what's that got to do with her being a piano player?
She plays piano by ear.
Ooh. Is that supposed to be funny?
Oh, honey, I love your sense of humor.
Yeah, I knew you'd appreciate me. Don't you remember when we were first married, you used to call me pet names?
Mm, I used to call you my lamb, didn't I?
Uh-huh. Yes, you did.
And I used to call you my pigeon.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And when you were real nice to me, I called you my little gift from heaven, didn't I?
Yeah. And you used to call me your treasure, remember?
Yeah. Now I wonder why I ever dug you up. Boy, did you walk into that one.
Is that nice after all the things I've done for you?
Well, what, for instance?
Well, I put you on the stage, didn't I?
Yeah, the stage for San Francisco.
Remember the first show we joined?
Remember it. Will I ever forget it? I never went without food so long in all my life.
Do you remember when you played Little Eva in Uncle Tom's Cabin?
Oh, honey, remember it. Will I ever, ever forget it? They wouldn't know that Little Eva now, would they?
I'll say they wouldn't. You played a lot of characters, didn't you?
Honey, I believe I played every character that was ever written.
I bet you never played an old man.
I bet if I did, you'd never find it out. Mr. Brown will now play sing a new song. Step on.
You can't blame the roads for being cross under the circumstances. But here comes the curtain descending on another presentation of the grand old procession of nonsense and melody, the Mirth Parade. This is Don Wilson reminding you that no actor is as bad as his grease painted.